Let's imagine this is a dissolute sort of beer keller in Vienna, and it's perhaps Süssmayr and Da Ponte playing dice and being very constructive. They're not just playing for money, they're playing in order to compose by a special method. Okay, I will start.
So I'm throwing my C major dice now, yes. And immediately I come up with a 7.
So we look in the first column of this patent system, and that gives us number 152, which is this amazing bit of melody. And now I'll throw the dice. And I thought I'd do the contredanse. You do a minuet while I compose a contredanse. And I get this tune. Makes one wonder if perhaps Haydn had had a game.
It's suggestive. It's suggestive. So it's my turn.
Yes.
Does a 5 fulfill your expectations?
Yes. So 5 in column 2 gives us tune number 60, which is same again. Well, lucky. Let me try my second bit of contredanse.
A six,
which gives us in the second column tune number 114, which goes something like this.
It sounds as if a little more wine is needed to help this along. It's staggering somewhat. Another 6.
And in column 3, that will give us number 27, and number 27, tune number 27 goes.
Your turn.
And I have another turn. It's
a 7 this time.
7, and that gives us tune number 8.
Are we allowed at this junction to see how far we've got?
Yes, you've got. Yeah, that's pretty good. And I've got.
You know if there are any modulations in this schedule here
yes,
at all?
Yes, I think so.
Yes. Let's try. Here's my next throw, 9.
That gives us tune number 156 in column 4, which is.
You seem to have a 5.
Which in column 4 gives tune number 122, which goes. Do you think they use them for ready composing? If you had to have a whole evening of dancing and you didn't have anything to play, and you didn't have Mozart to compose it for you,
it would be fairly restful at the tempo we're going at the moment. Right?
You wouldn't ever get round to the dancing.
No, you do the. I think the dice throwing in the afternoon, and probably the dancing in the evening. Let me try again. 11.
And that's column 5, and. That's 235, and indeed, it's a modulation.
So we must go on. Fortunate or contrived. Let's continue. 7.
We've got tune number 110.
Sounds as if I only have one throw left there. And for you?
My throw is here.
An 8.
8. And that's tune number 63, which is.
You too.
Me too.
A final throw brings us 10.
And that is number 100. And there's a first time bar and a second time bar. The first time bar is. And the second time bar, because it's going on to another key, is.
And for you?
Now for me, few more of those glasses, and a few more hours had passed between Da Ponte and Chicaneda, this is what we came up with. Here's Da Ponte's Minuet.
Fairish. Yes.
How many marks for that?
Yes, 7, I suppose.
And
possible
here
10.
Is guttural old Chicaneda with his contredanse.